President Biden met with Japan's prime minister, where they discussed building a new bullet train system in America using advanced Japanese technology. In return, Japan requested the advanced American technology of forks.
That is the most racist thing I've ever heard. Saturday Night Live. Racist attack on our Japanese brethren because they use funny little sticks, you know, to eat their food, which is sometimes raw fish, not even cooked. Forks, bullet train. Yeah, we can't come up with bullet train technology. Who are we to develop a train that goes fast? Couldn't possibly do that. Joe Biden going to Japan. Hey, how do you make that train go fast? We don't know. I thought Joe Biden was our train expert. His son, Hunter Biden, was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak. Isn't that what he was? I think he was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak, and they paid him lots of money because the Biden family is so expert on trains, and now Joe Biden has to go to... Did you see Joe Biden go to Japan? Hey, how do you make a train go fast? We don't know how to do that. We're not so bright like you Japanese people, good at math and everything. Getting into Harvard, getting into MIT, we can't get in there. Hell, we don't even take the SATs anymore. We don't even do that. Speaking of Joe Biden, Joe Biden had a gathering at the White House with the NCAA. You know, what are they? That's not the NAACP. That's a different thing, right? And they had the basketball champions. They had the basketball champions in. And it was kind of a funny moment that I'd like to share with. Before we get to all the Democrat pro-jihad crazy stuff, because they're nuts. NCAA basketball star stunned to find out status of Joe Biden's memory during White House visit. What's this now? One of the rewards for NCAA championship, like Angel Reese's LSU and the 2023 Michigan football team 2024, is a trip to the White House, right? You get to go to the White House and meet the President of the United States. So Donovan Klingon, UConn, is, on his way to meet President Joe Biden, second time after clinching the back-to-back March Madness crowns this past week, and pretty remarkable stuff because he went to the White House and met Joe Biden, and it was kind of crazy, he said, because Joe Biden said, "Hey, team, come on over here, let's take a picture." And then they took a picture of the president with the team. It's one of the things you get. It's kind of cool. You're at the White House. Here's the president, even if it is Joe Biden, and he's a demented sock puppet, but never mind that. It's weekend at Biden's, and, you know, but they get to go in and they get to have the, and you meet him and probably shake his hand and maybe have a word with him, and then you get the picture, right? It's great. So they went and they had the picture taken, and then Joe Biden spoke incoherently for 2 or 3 minutes. And then Joe Biden said, hey, how about we take a picture? Because he had apparently completely forgotten that they had already taken the team picture with the president. And he thought, let's do this again because, you know, this could be great. Just be wonderful. Now, he shared a story about the team's photo that Biden asked Dan Hurley, the squad, and some red flags were raised, he said, because, well, listen to what Klingon said.
Last year, after we won the national championship, went to the White House, took a picture with Joe Biden, team picture. Joe Biden talked to us for about 3 minutes. Okay. And then right after that, he asked us for a picture again.
Hmm. What did he say in that 3 minutes?
Yeah. Completely ignored Coach Hurley. Really couldn't understand what he was saying. And then he said, all right, let's grab a picture.
Hey, all right. Because he forgot. You know why? Because he's a brain. She's a no good. That brain of his, it's a no good. Donovan Klingon is like, yeah, you know, we won last year. We went to the White House, and that was a year ago. He's a year older now. It can't be any better. You know, this time, see, if I were there, I would have tried to have fun. Hey, all right, guys, let's gather around for a picture. And I said, people will be looking at you like, we already took one. I said, that's okay. Let's get a second one. This one will be funnier. This is the one that we'll frame and put on the wall. Should have both of them, actually. They didn't take the second picture last year, even though Joe Biden wanted to take the second picture last year. Quite remarkable.
Really couldn't understand what he was saying. And then he said, all right, let's grab a picture.
Really couldn't understand what he was saying. And then it's like, hey, all right, let's grab a picture. Everybody's looking around because their brains work. They're 20 years old. They're thinking, what's going on with old Abe Simpson over here? Why does he have that Civil War belt buckle on? And why is it a Confederate States of America belt buckle? Well, they were the Democrats, you know. Remarkable stuff. I just wanted to share that with you because he's our president. And he's supposed to be in charge of, among other things, our national security, which might ordinarily include securing our southern border, controlling who enters our country. But now what do we have, like 40,000 Chinese men that have walked into the country? I think it's 40,000 Chinese men that have entered the country illegally under Joe Biden by way of our southern border, maybe a couple of from our northern border, but never mind that. All right, let's go to, because the world is at war. There is war and mayhem everywhere. And the Democrats, whenever the Democrats are in power, there's a lot more war, a lot more bombs being dropped, more people dying here at home, more people being killed overseas, being killed on our streets too. And it's almost always Democrats doing the killing. But never mind that. There was a series of strikes against Israel, military strikes, right? Iran attacks Israel with drones and missile strikes. And Joe Biden was on vacation in Delaware, came back to Andrews. They call it Joint Base Andrews. Andrews Air Force Base, got into a motorcade because it was too windy to take the helicopters and motorcaded back to the White House. They claimed that he had a meeting with his alleged national security team. Can you imagine Antony Blinken, no H. And our this cabinet is the worst cabinet I've ever seen, the most unnoteworthy, unimpressive cabinet in modern history in the United States of America. Lloyd Austin is the Secretary of Defense. He seems like kind of an impressive guy. And I think he probably was before he joined the Biden administration, but now he's not. And that's tragic. And I was sending people jokes over the weekend. I feel better knowing that Jake Sullivan is in on the meeting. Our national security advisor, who is an embarrassment to national security advice, and just embarrassing and to national security advisors. He really is. We've had some pretty impressive national security advisors over the years, but Jake Sullivan is not one of them. That's for sure. Boy, is that for sure. Just amazing. You know, Mick George Bundy during the John F. Kennedy administration, considered to be a smart guy. Henry Kissinger, National Security Advisor General Brent Scowcroft. The Democrats had Zbigniew Brzezinski. He was not impressive. Mika Brzezinski's father, enough said right there. John Poindexter, Frank Carlucci, Colin Powell was National Security Advisor. Amazing stuff. Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor. And now we have Jake Sullivan, who looks like an anemic high schooler in his official National Security Advisor government photo with the American flag behind him. He looks like he's hoping to get a date to the prom. And, you know, I sent out a photo of him to my friends at Newsmax over the weekend and said, oh, he's got the Ayatollahs on the run. The Ayatollah's like, oh, no, Jake Sullivan's in the room. What a joke. What a complete joke. Honestly. Now, let's go to, I was watching on Saturday, and retired Brigadier General, Army General Tony Teta, who I've met but only in passing and thought was a great guy. Green Room, TV, all that stuff. But I thought just, you know, a straight talker and a serious, unpretentious guy. Great. Tony Tata was on, General Tata. And he's talking about what's going on there with Iran having launched all kinds of drones, suicide drones, they call them, because they just come in and kill you and attack. They don't fly back home and land. They're just like kamikaze drones, right? And General Tata on Saturday on the Fox News Channel talking about what was going on.
The Arabian Peninsula right now is on fire because of the Biden administration's funding of Iran to do this. $6 billion for the six hostages, and then the not enforcing the sanctions and allowing them to trade oil with China, tens of billions of dollars. All that money goes into the means of war, and most of it does, and in funding of Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthi rebels, and even funding the Shahed 131, 136 drones that they're given to Russia to attack Ukraine.
See, General Tata talking about what we've been talking about here over the last hour, and honestly what Barry was talking about, our first caller today, that we are funding Iran. We are paying for these attacks on Israel. And then Joe Biden is lecturing Israel about not responding, while simultaneously out of the other side of his mouth at the same time trying to take credit for arming Israel while pounding the table and demanding that Israel not do anything and saying that we're not going to provide Israel with aid. And in Israel, the government there now is starting to say we need to plan for a future without the United States because the Democrat Party is no longer an ally of the United States, and therefore they're no longer an ally of Israel or America's allies, because since they're not our ally, right, General Tata on Saturday, and I started to make a joke about this earlier about how they have it both ways, and last week I said, you know, who is it? It was a liberal on the show, Jason Nichols on my Newsmax show, said, well, you can't have it both ways. Twice during one show, and I said, you know, I on my radio show, I've kind of banned the turn of phrase, you can't have it both ways, because Democrats have it both ways all day, every day, in Washington, D.C., and in the United States of America, and in the news media. They have it both ways constantly. Joe Biden has it both ways all the time, just constantly. And from what I hear, his daughter Ashley has it both ways a lot, too, but that's a separate issue for another day. General Tata.
That's American dollars that have been paid for a lot of this. And it's right squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and this split policy that they're trying to have it both ways to curry favor in Dearborn, Michigan, with Islamic voters and the progressive left, while also pretending to be supportive of Israel.
Dearborn, Michigan, where they chant from the river to the sea, and they're demanding jihad against Israel, and if the Democrats don't support the genocide of the Jews, and it seems like most Democrats do these days, then, you know, that look, the Democrat Party's two-state solution involves Michigan and Minnesota, and the Democrats want to win both of them. That's all they care about. The hypocrisy, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. And they are having it both ways. No kidding, just like Ashley Biden, who's like a pair of Chinese handcuffs. Remember those Chinese handcuffs? Hey, looking for the ultimate in comfort and pain relief? Well, let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promote comfort, support, and pain relief. A typical shoe brand relies on EVA soles, you know, cushioned soles for cushioning, but G-Defy shoes go above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. I was wearing mine over the weekend. Bouncy, great. Push up on your arches. Feel great. Hike and hike. Feel better when you're done. And if you suffer from foot, knee, or back pain, G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the pain relief that you deserve. G-Defy shoes also come with two free supportive orthotics in the box that help you improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, just on the move all the time, G-Defy shoes offer the versatility and comfort that your feet crave. Experience ultimate comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the promo code CHRIS30 for $30 off your order of $150 or more. Yeah, General Tata was great. I was watching him on Saturday and saying, oh, man, He's right on the money here. He's firing on all cylinders, hitting all the right points. Got a little more General Tata and then Joe Biden, and he had a big message for Iran, and everyone laughed. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
As you know, the Democrat Party is not on our side anymore. Years ago they were, but now they're not because they're, you know, they're leftists. They're not on our side. And by the way, the bishop in Australia that was attacked, the guy was yelling Allahu Akbar, right? He's yelling Allahu Akbar while he's stabbing the bishop. I'll get back to that. I'll try to get back to that anyway. But now let's do the Democrats because they are... they're really something. Again, the Democratic Party is to democracy as the Islamic State is to ISIS. Is to Islam. I said is to Islam. I'll straighten that out. Okay, let's get back to General Tata. Because General Tata on the Fox News channel on Saturday, talking about what we were watching before our very eyes, on Saturday as Iran was attacking Israel.
This is what happens when you don't have a clear vision. You divide the American people to try to maintain your power, and you are not standing shoulder to shoulder with our allies, despite the slings and arrows that you take from within your own political party.
The slings and arrows, honestly. And this is what we get when we have bad leaders in the United States of America. There's more war. There's more mayhem. There's more death. There's more craziness. It's the way they like it, I guess, since we get so much of it when they're in charge. And while you hear the New York Times poll numbers on the Democrats and their lack of support for Israel, the Democrat Party's lack of support, and the reason is... it's because they're our ally and the Democrat Party's not. And I tell you, let me finish up with General Tata, and then I want to get to, because I just thought he was great over the weekend. And then I want to get to the Democrats being the party of jihad, because they are now the party of jihad. If you're Jewish and you're a Democrat, it's time for a little soul searching, because your party is no longer your friend. And if you're Jewish and you vote Democrat, it's time for a little soul searching, because the Democrat Party is not your friend. All right. General Tata, retired Brigadier General Anthony Tata on the Biden administration. And, you know, more Democrats, more war. There was no war during 4 years of Donald Trump, because the news media terrified the world about Donald Trump. And now they're doing it again today. What is it? It's the end of democracy, right? And it's President Trump. But we had him as president for 4 years, and democracy didn't end and there was no war and our border was secure and there were no gangs. And, you know, for 4 years, there was not a single murder in the United States. That's not true. The Democrats murdered a lot of people. See, the Democrats yesterday murdered a police officer and a sheriff and a sheriff's deputy, two police officers. Murdered two police officers, Democrats did. They're anti-police. Was that a suicide attack? I'm going to have to look into it. The Democrats launch a lot of suicide attacks, too. And they self-immolate. And I have to get to the self-immolation, too. Because Democrats are supporting self-immolation, setting yourself on fire and killing yourself as a form of political protest. And I've got that for you today, too. But first, General Anthony Tata.
This is about national security. It's about global security. It's about economic security. Think about the economic ramifications that can come out of this if this persists.
Yeah, that's right. All right. President Biden, who's a joke, was asked on Friday because we all knew that the Iranian attack on Israel was looming. And he was asked, hey, what about the jihadis in Tehran that you provide billions of dollars to, genocidal anti-Semites that they are attacking Israel? What do you think about that?
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President?
Then he walked away.
Are American troops at risk as well?
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will defend, help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Iran will not succeed at what? The front page of the Washington Times today, the headline is, lead story, Biden urges Israel to hold fire after Iranian barrage, suggests any escalation means danger to Americans. So you got to build in the cowardly component there in addition to betraying your allies because Democrats. That's pretty amazing. So he tells them not to return fire on Iran, right? Now let's go to what the Democrats are doing here because they've got lots of factions, the Democrats do. And the Democrat Party does not support Israel anymore, not by a long shot. And Israel attacks, Iran attacks Israel with drones and missile strikes over the weekend. Joe Biden is telling Israel not to do anything to respond. Just sit there and take it, all right, like Republicans do. Just sit there and act like you shouldn't punch back, okay? But let me go to Ann Arbor, Michigan. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, home of the University of Michigan, they rallied over the weekend in support of Hamas and now in support of Iran and the Ayatollahs because they're so completely out of their minds. Pro-Palestine, that's pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine protesters marched through Springfest in Ann Arbor, Michigan with chants of, and listen to this now, Israel bombs, U of M pays, how many kids have you killed today? They're chanting because they're anti-Israel, which means you're an anti-Semite. You can't be anti-Israel without being anti-Semite. You should be wearing an armband. And Joe Biden is the king of the anti-Semites. He's pandering to the jihad vote in Michigan and in Minnesota in particular. But beyond that, seems like every college campus. But the pro-Hamas Democrats in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How many kids have you killed today? It's kind of a bad update of the old Vietnam War era chant. Hey, hey, LBJ, how many kids have you killed today? That was the Democrats when they were being pro-communists pro-North Vietnamese, pro-Hanoi Jane, Hanoi Hilton Jane. She, you know, and the Democrats, they've been against us for a long time. They're not on our side. Remarkable stuff, these people. Now, it's worth noting, and I think I said it was a New York Times poll earlier, and that is incorrect. It is a CBS News poll. CBS News poll asked a question of Democrats, because they got to polarize everything and balkanize everything. Democrats, CBS News YouGov poll. Democrats, colon, they love their colons. U.S. should send weapons / supplies to Israel. And they asked the same question back in October, which is the month that Hamas attacked Israel. And back in October, 47% of Democrats said, yes, the U.S. should send weapons and supplies to Israel. Now, it should be noted that that is fewer than half of Democrats back in October said that the U.S. should provide Israel with weapons and supplies to defend themselves against genocidal, bloodthirsty ghouls. And fewer than half of Democrats said, yes, we should support Israel. They asked the question again, CBS News did in their YouGov poll. Now, 32% of Democrats say yes. 3-2, fewer than one-third of Democrats now say the U.S. should support Israel. Now, a greater number than that believe that men should be women on sports teams and pretend to be women on sport, because Democrats are mentally ill. Every time you turn around, they demonstrate another episode of madness that they're having. But in October, CBS poll, only 47% of Democrats said that we should supply weapons to Israel. Now, that's fewer than half. Now, 32%, that's fewer than one-third, say that we should supply weapons to Israel. That would indicate quite clearly that the Democrat Party is not on the side of Israel, which is our great ally. They represent civilization fighting against the opposite of civilization, because the uncivilized animals, the Ayatollahs and their proxies of Hamas and the Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah in Lebanon, they represent the opposite of civilization, the death of civilization. And the Democrat Party is completely in bed with them and all lubricated up. Again, fewer than one-third of Democrats believe that the United States should provide weapons to Israel to defend themselves against the troglodytes from hell. Wow. You may remember Joe Biden in 2020 warned us that Donald Trump was going to get us into a war. What kind of a war was Donald Trump going to get us into? Now, there were no wars during Donald Trump's 4 years as president. Our border was secure. There were no Venezuelan gangs marauding through New York City. Joe Biden did that, and the Democrats did that. Rape, murder, mayhem, attacking police. That's the Democrat Party, 100%. Joe Biden in 2020 talking about what a menace and a threat Donald Trump was going to be.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
How many things in that 23-second soundbite were wrong? A great many things completely wrong. The opposite of the truth, not only lies, not only frauds. Yeah, the world's changed a lot because of Trump. Yeah, he had 3 peace agreements between Israel and Arab nations. What do you have? War plus another war plus another war plus... You got war in Europe, you got war in Yemen, you got the attacks on ships going into the Red Sea, headed to, and God forbid, coming out of the Red Sea, the Suez Canal. Pay no attention to any of that.
It is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
That's a fact, Jack.
Because he got us into war in Iran.
Yeah, that's right, because he got us into war in Iran. Of course, Obama State Department official Victoria Nuland telling us what the Russian playbook is. She didn't say it's what we use every day, but it was a little wink and a nod on that. But we're not done yet. The Democrats are anti-Israel. They're pro-transgender in college athletics. They want to have men competing, and I've got an episode on that today, too. And then the self-immolation suicide that the Democrat Party supports and their academics support. But right now, let's go to soundbite number 19, because while in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they were chanting, "Israel bombs, U of M pays, how many kids have you killed today?" Pretty tortured effort at a rhyme, I've got to say, but they're all white liberal University of Michigan idiots, probably not great songwriters. Now let's go to Chicago, because this one is quite remarkable. Chicago over the weekend, a group of left-wing Democrats gathered at the Teamsters, you know, the union, the Teamsters headquarters, and they were there plotting together to disrupt the Democratic National Convention, which is scheduled to be held in Chicago this summer. And while they were plotting violence, disruption, riots, people will likely be killed, that is to say murdered in the violence by these left-wing animals. But while they were doing it, there was a journalist there, an actual journalist with Free Press. And so Free Press was there. Those are the good guys. And Olivia Rheingold was the reporter there at the conference in Chicago. And she was going to be doing a story on how far-left activists are planning to disrupt the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. And while this was going on, their radical left-wing conspiracy to create violence, and there will be no FBI investigation into it because the filthy FBI is corrupt, and they're too busy trying to jail the praying grandma from Colorado who prayed at the Capitol on January 6th, and they want to put her in prison for a year because they're savages, because they're left-wingers, they're not liberals. And while these left-wingers were plotting violence at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, the news broke, and everybody has their phones, so everybody sees it right away. Thanks to the patriarchy, they'll have their phones and global connectivity and satellites. You're welcome. Clean water, electricity. You're welcome. The patriarchy. And while they were plotting this criminal conspiracy against the public peace, the news broke that their friends in Iran had launched drones toward Israel, and everybody knew this was the beginning of an attack that we'd all been anticipating, according to intelligence reports, who are doubtless our own intelligence community, probably plotting to subvert our election again this year, as they did last time around, 4 years ago, but never mind that. So here they are, lefties, and they're all hardcore lefties, at the Teamsters headquarters in Chicago. And they get word that Iran is attacking Israel, and they immediately sided with Iran.
Hands off Iran! 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 Hands off Iran!
Why are they chanting pro-Iran? These lefties. I love the guy who is at the podium when this happens. His name is Haydem. His name is Haydem Abdullaya. Chicago March on the DNC 2024 event. And they immediately started attacking Israel. Oh, Israel took out a leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, Iran's most militant, most blood-drenched arm. And the IRGC, President Trump had Qasem Soleimani killed. the head leader of the IRGC, Islamic, the news media usually says Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. That is inaccurate. They are the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And so they're chanting hands off Iran at the Teamsters headquarters while plotting violence at the DNC this summer. Boy, I'm telling you, they're not on our side. Oh, but wait, there's more. I ran out the clock on myself again. I have more because Hatem. Hatem is still coming up. I've got Hatem for you. The guy's name is Hatem. What is up with that? And wait till you hear what they have to say. They're anti-Israel activists. They learned that Iran is attacking Israel. They responded in real time. I have it for you. This is today's Democrat Party coming up. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. We've got more crazy Democrat stuff to get to, but right now we've got a call from Jerusalem. Let's go to Stephen calling from Jerusalem, Israel. Stephen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well, Stephen. Very well. Thank you. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, I wanted to check in because I wanted to just give you my firsthand eyeball experience of when this all started Saturday night. I think it was, about 10 o'clock. I'm in my little office. I'm watching Israeli news channel, and I get to see that Iran started to launch these UAVs or drones. And, you know, we were talking about it all over the Sabbath, you know, what they're going to do, when they're going to do. The kids last week, the kids' schools were canceled going to the Passover vacation. They let them out 2 weeks early, a week and a half early, and they told them, bring all your stuff home, anticipating something. But anyway, back to Saturday night, I overlooked the old city. And, you know, while I'm watching the news and while it's tracking and the news reports are coming in, first it comes in on Israeli TV, then it comes in on Fox, then it comes in on Al Jazeera, or the other way around, Al Jazeera, Fox. It was very interesting. and then we see these flares in the sky, and it was really nothing until we heard this big boom. Big boom means go into the shelter.
Now, listen, Stephen, I hate to do this. Can I ask you to hang on through the news so I can let you talk?
Go ahead. You've done this before. I'll wait.
I apologize. It's that clock, that pesky clock. You know, this ain't NPR. We got to pay our own bills. Thank you very much. Please hang in there because I want to hear all about what you saw, and I've got some questions for you, too.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.